Our final story tonight, as promised, is about a dot-com billionaire, one of the richest men in America who forever changed the way we shop, now getting attention for a huge purchase of his own, buying the Washington Post for $250 million in cash. And that kind of buying power has people talking about the man behind this big buy. We get more on him now from NBC's Ann Thompson.
Jeff Bezos has been laughing all the way to the bank. Infectiously upbeat, Bezos' net worth today is a dizzying $28 billion, according to Forbes magazine. The result of all those clicks on Amazon.com, the $135 billion behemoth of online retailers. Back in the tech boom years, Bezos was the toast of Wall Street, Time's 1999 Person of the Year. By 2000, when I talked to Bezos, Wall Street considered him toast for not turning a profit.
I want lots of happy customers.
A year later, he had plenty of those and a profit.
We're in this for the long term, and we're going to take great care of our customers.
Audacious and patient in business, the same is true in how he spent his private fortune. Bezos is a space geek, launching Blue Origin, a commercial space travel company, investing an untold sum to raise from the ocean floor one of the rocket engines that carried Neil Armstrong and the Apollo 11 crew to the moon. But those seem relatively tame compared to Bezos' $42 million investment in a mammoth clock to last 10,000 years inside a West Texas mountain.
I think that Jeff Bezos is very much the visible tech CEO of the moment, the person who's going to be making the boldest moves that people are paying attention to.
And they have to. Bezos has changed how we shop and how we read with the Kindle. Type in Jeff Bezos' name and you get 532 results. The first, the secrets of his success, written for the Kindle.
But what continues to make Bezos stand out is his willingness to reach for the stars.
If I try this and fail, I'm not going to regret that. And if I never try it, I'm always going to be haunted by having not given it a try.
Reveling in risk every step of the way. Ann Thompson, NBC News, New York.